This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. It's that time of year again when helicopters swoop over the rural hills and valleys of Sonoma County, seeking out hidden marijuana patches and guiding in the officers who seize and destroy the plants. It's the state's annual Campaign Against Marijuana Planting, or CAMP, program, and it was busy here last week.
CAMP was in Sonoma County working on eradication efforts, and so far our plant count total is 63,214.
Holly Schwartz, a spokeswoman for the California Bureau of Narcotic Enforcement, says there will be further raids in the coming weeks, which should continue the trend of higher plant counts each year when the annual program is concluded.
Last year in 2007, our total plant count out of Sonoma County was 82,636. And the year before that, in 2006, the total plant count was 73,460.
But those numbers do not impress Dan Bernath, a spokesman for the Marijuana Policy Project.
What's far more important is how effective these efforts are at actually lowering the supply, or even better, lowering the use rates in California. And they don't even try to make that contention. It's easy to show all these plants and try to look like there's progress. But the fact remains that this is the most valuable cash crop in California, and there's no indication that that's going to end.
CAMP's stated objectives include reducing the supply of marijuana on the streets and deterring potential growers. Bernath contends the heavily publicized program has made little progress toward those goals.
They are well aware, when it comes right down to it, that these eradication efforts do little to nothing to affect the supply of marijuana. It is so prevalent in states like California that there's no realistic expectation that they can effectively impact the supply of marijuana this way. However, it does make for a great photograph.
So we asked Holly Schwartz, just how does CAMP measure its success?
By our plant count numbers, every year they continuously go up. It's quite an upward trend that there is more marijuana grown in California, judging by the amount of gardens that we locate each and every day. The numbers just keep going up and up and up, and we're eradicating more and more plants every year.
CAMP calculates the value of the plants they destroy at $3,000 to $4,000 each, a figure that assumes each plant would produce a pound of buds that would sell for up to $250 per ounce. But there is almost no information available about how much money, most of it federal, is being spent to find, uproot, and burn those plants.
I would say that every dollar that they're putting into this is a dollar that could be used for something more valuable. These are clearly public relations efforts aimed more at pretending to show progress than actually making any progress.
Worse yet, Bernath adds, are the unintended consequences of the CAMP raids.
These outdoor eradication efforts are driving drug dealers into suburban homes and creating those sophisticated indoor grow operations that you hear about so much. Another thing that the Justice Department points out with this is that that's also causing the marijuana that is arriving on the market to be more potent because of the indoor growing techniques.
All this could be averted, the Marijuana Policy Project contends, if pot were decriminalized and regulated, much like wine. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.